This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Valley's hit music leader. Got that cupcake call coming up in a few seconds with Monica and Phoenix. Needs revenge for her boyfriend, Tyler. We got you, Moni. Real quick, though, Disneyland, you want to go? Your chance right now.
Text the word candy.
C-A-N-D-Y.
It's like candy. Go ahead and text that word candy right now to 21015 for your shot at winning that Disney family four-pack. Now remember, standard data and messaging rates may apply. Buena suerte.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Monica get revenge on her boyfriend, Tyler, say aye.
Aye.
Monica, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
We'll see. I think I'll feel better after this.
I like it. Okay, so what happened with Tyler? What's going on?
Okay, so we've been dating for 2 months. Two months and a week. And so...
Wait, 2 months?
Yeah, that's it.
Dang, and we're already looking for revenge. You must really like him instead of, you know, leaving him. You're just looking to get back at him.
Yeah, so far I really like him. So, but he got us kicked out of a restaurant.
You kicked out of a restaurant. What do you do?
Well, okay, so I planned a date night for us. I've been vegan for the last 3 years, and I'm trying to convince him to make the switch.
To be vegan?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's good. So we met up at this restaurant, and it was like, it's this cute little place in Midtown, and it has vegan and vegetarian options. But at minute one, he starts making fun of the place. He was making comments like, maybe I'll order some hay and a side of turnips and that, or whatever. And then he goes, wow, how much am I going to have to pay the chef to slaughter me a cow for a nice, big, juicy burger?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is at a vegan spot.
Yeah, and he's yelling it, and he said it loud. I was so mortified, and I was embarrassed. And
yeah, that's like saying a curse word in church.
It is.
It really is.
I don't know, but the manager got enough complaints, and then we were asked to leave.
Know what? But what Natasha said is right, because in some like cultures and different religious beliefs, like eating meat really is like sacrilegious. So,
well, not only that, a lot of the times the reason people go vegan is because of exactly what he just said. These animals are being slaughtered.
Is this a spot you usually go to and eat?
Well, I really like it. Yeah, I mean, we can't go back there ever again.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. So the manager asks you to leave. At that point, do you just get up and leave and you don't talk to him? Have you talked to him?
I mean, I was mad. I mean, we're still talking, but I don't know. It's a big deal, but it's not a big deal. So I don't know. I'm a big fan of your show. Figure that cupcake call thing that you do, mm-hmm, I think it's perfect. And I just really want to embarrass him, live on the radio.
I love the way you look at it, man.
Yeah, and these cupcakes are vegan.
Just vegan
so
cupcakes.
You know, they're vegan, honey.
Hey, can I ask you something, Monica?
Yeah.
I heard that vegans that are freaks like to get artichoked. Is that true?
Oh, wow. You've been waiting to use that joke, haven't you?
I'm waiting for an answer.
I didn't know you were going to go there, but I'm not going to answer that.
Good for you, girl.
Artichoke you. Okay, so I'm back. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Hey, listen, man, whether you're vegan or not, that's embarrassing. I would be honestly mad if my person got me kicked out of my favorite restaurant.
What?
That you can't go back to. So what we're going to do, Monica, is we're going to put a minute and 49 seconds on our clock to get you to get your guy you're dating to baby talk to you live on the radio.
Okay.
So I know you've only been dating for a couple of months, but do you know and how you're going to get into baby talk?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not hard.
Okay. I tell you all, men love to do this right after the first bedroom time.
Mm. Especially if they like to get artichoked. You know what I'm saying?
You just need to mango.
Mango. I see what you did there, player. All right. We're back. Monica, coming back, calling Tyler up next with that cupcake call, okay?
Okay.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar pop, pumpy, yummy, yumpy. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you?
Okay, so we're back. back with a cupcake call. We talked to Monica, and off the air, we were just still like in shock because she's vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Tries to introduce her new guy she's dating for a couple of months to that vegan life. Takes her to one of her favorite restaurants. And he's being a jerk, right, Monica? Saying how much does he have to pay the chef to slaughter a cow?
Oof. Yeah, that's not what he said. Like, really loud, and it was awful.
Obnoxious.
Pretty much.
Cursing in church, basically.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is, Natasha. It is cursing in church for vegans to say how much to slaughter for a cow. So the manager asked you guys to leave.
Yeah, we had to leave the restaurant, and we can't go back. I'm still going to try to go back with other people, and hopefully they won't remember, but they'll definitely remember him, for sure.
Right. Okay, well, he embarrassed you at your favorite restaurant, which is sacrilegious in itself. So we're going to put a minute and 49 seconds on our show clock to get you to embarrass him back live on the radio. He has no idea he's going to be live on the radio. If you don't mind, we're going to eavesdrop with the whole Valley of the Sun. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a cupcake call.
She ready.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
I'm just finishing up stuff for work, actually, so I just wanted to call.
How you doing?
I mean, I'm okay.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm still a little upset how we got kicked out of the restaurant.
I mean, look, I'm sorry. The place was ridiculous. It was expensive, and everybody there looked like they were unhealthy. It was just, like, I know you like that place. I apologize.
I just feel like it's not funny, you know? Like, you need to make it up to me. I feel like you should come over, you know?
You want me to come over today?
Yeah, I want you to come over. I want you to tell me what you're going to do.
You want me to tell you what I'm going to do over the phone?
Yeah, are you sorry? Are you sorry for what you did?
Yep, baby. I'm sorry for what I did. I'll be sorry all day long.
Yeah, for how long will you be sorry? Long time.
I'll be as sorry as you want me to be sorry, baby. As long as you want me to come over, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll even eat vegan food for you.
Oh, you will. Oh, baby.
I will, baby. I'm just not into eating, you know, trees and berries, but I'd definitely get with some Western thighs with you, baby.
Oh, okay. Let's switch it over to cauliflower, please.
Hello.
I don't know how to feel right now. I feel dirty. I need a shower.
Tyler.
What the heck is that?
Hey, man, we got to let you know, actually, you're live on the radio right now, live 101.5.
What?
We're your morning mess, and you've been cupcake called.
It's payback. You embarrassed me at that restaurant.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
I don't think I've ever been that embarrassed.
I like this. It's the beginning of you guys' relationship. We're just, you know, breaking the ice everywhere.
You are an asshole, Monica.
Oh, my God. Don't call her that.
You totally deserve it.
Hey, Monica, that little sexy baby talk, though, boy. You know she likes to get artichoked. Oh, you a freak, wow. Monica. Hello. Hello, Monica.
Who gets kicked out of a restaurant?
Well, when it's a vegan place and everyone in there looks like they're about to pass out because they're not getting enough food.
I think we both know it. This is not going to work. Like, I mean, this is how I live my life, you know? And if you're never going to do it.
You know, I think she's right. You know, Monica.
What? Wait, all right. Are you guys saying you're not going to work?
I kind of think so. He's great. He's so great. But, like, I can't deal with it. It's just, like, not what I want.
I mean, I don't think I can do it. Like, I tried.
Monica, is it a deal breaker that he doesn't go vegan?
Yeah, I don't want to fight about this. Like, it's not even that he doesn't want to go vegan. It's just, like, he's not open to it. And, like, we fought about it. Like, I kind of am like, meh. It's fine.
So
I don't want this to be like my life, you know, fighting about like food. So,
I mean, look,
where the hell did we just go?
At least they're being realistic about it. They're being mature, and we're only 2 months in, and no one's mad at each other, right?
I think we can still be friends. Sometimes you date people, it doesn't work out. Whatever. Like, I think we're good.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any hard feelings. It's just I need to date a carnivore.
Well, I guess they had beef and they couldn't work it out. So.
All right.
What?
All right. The door.
That way.
It's right there.
All right. I'm out of here. All right.
Take off, Joey. All right.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.